You say protein, I say fuck you. Are you getting enough protein? Fuck you. Are you eating nuts for your protein? Fuck you. You need to have some meat, right, you know, for protein. Fuck you. Aren't you weak without protein? Fuck you. How about some protein on your salad? Fuck you. Don't you have to eat really carefully and expensively to get the protein you need without dairy? Fuck you. Hey, protein, go fuck yourself. No kidding, protein. Fuck you. I think the thing that made me fattest and sickest was worrying about getting enough protein. I knew I needed a lot of protein every day to be healthy, but I didn't really know what protein was. I just knew it was chicken and steak and cheese and fish and milk and pizza and peanut butter, and I needed a lot of it. I didn't just need protein every day. I needed it every few hours. I kept little packets of tuna fish at the theater in case I needed protein during a 3-hour rehearsal. Before heading out on an impromptu family trip to see a movie, I'd grab a big chunk of cheese and smear an equally sized gob of peanut butter on it and eat that while walking so I'd have enough protein to get through the movie. No way was the bucket of buttered popcorn and the box of Milk Duds going to be able to sustain me through my protein deficiency. A peanut butter cup might supply some protein, but I need to eat a few packs of them to get through an epic animated feature. Fuck you, protein! For most things that I don't know jack shit about, I have friends who do know precisely jack shit, but not about protein. My friends are just as clueless as the rest of the world. Everyone seems to be drunk on the protein Kool-Aid. There are zillions of high-protein diets. There are low-fat and low-carbs. But unless you've got rare genetic kidney cooties, no one is talking about a low-protein diet. When I was learning to cook on TV, every dish had to have its protein. Menus now have protein sections. Everyone is sucking protein's dick. The way I now understand it, we know this will still be wrong, no food is really protein. Every single goddamn little tiny cell in every single goddamn living organism, plant or animal, has up to 10,000 proteins inside. Every single fucking cell of every single fucking living fucking thing. Proteins really are the building blocks of all life. But that doesn't mean you have to eat a T-bone covered in peanut butter cheese sauce every 4 hours. In fact, the protein we eat isn't even the protein we use. The protein we use is synthesized by our genes. That's what genes are, recipes for making 25,000 proteins. The DNA in each of our cells makes that shit all the time. We're little peanut butter cheese fish factories. Using amino acids, our cells make all the protein they need. That's all a protein is, just a sequence of 20 amino acids. Wikipedia agrees with Cray Ray on this. I checked. Some articles say 21 amino acids are needed. Let's just call it a bunch. The order and length of the amino acid sequence gives protein its function and a 3D shape without clunky 3D glasses. Everyone makes the comparison to the 20 letters of our alphabet and how those 20 letters make words, sentences, paragraphs, chapters, and books. Wait just a minute, you say. We don't have a 20-letter alphabet. We have a 26-letter alphabet. And then I say, oh, I guess I left out U-R-A-Q-T. And then you say, that's still only 25. And I say, I'll give you the D later. Then you say, I guess what you really meant is there are 20 amino acids, so your analogy to our 26-letter alphabet is off by 6. Asshole. We don't use even one single protein from any other organism without first breaking it down into its parts. We eat protein from other animals and plants and break it down to the 20 amino acids, and then use that abbreviated alphabet to build our own protein words from the individual letters. Those amino acids circulate around our bodies in a very small pool of alphabet soup. We don't store amino acids the way we store fat, which is why we need to replenish the supply. Of those 20, or so, amino acids, our body synthesizes 11 of them all on its own. Fuck you, protein. We can just make them ourselves. We're like fucking plants. Life out of nothing. Solar power. We never, ever, ever need to eat any of those 11, those non-essential amino acids. Let's try this analogy. It's as if the alphabet had 20 letters and we could draw 11 of them on our own as long as we had ink and paper. And that ink and paper can come from just about any food. but we couldn't draw the other 9 letters, the essential amino acids. So we had to eat magazines and digest them to break down the words into those 9 letters. So we need to find magazines with the 9 letters we can't draw. Is that clearer? But those 9 letters aren't rare. It's not like we have to find the elusive X, Z, and J. Nope. The 9 we can't make are like fucking T, H, and E. They're fucking everywhere. You can eat Dickens and Melville, or you can eat the National Enquirer, and you get plenty of those 9 letters that you can use to spell everything your body needs to spell. The proteins in your body are made of these 20 amino acids, 11 of them in your handwriting, and the other 9 cut and pasted like a ransom note or an old Sex Pistols album cover. Picture a really stupid kidnapper who cuts out 9 letters and then writes all the rest in his own handwriting. No matter how badly read our kidnapper is, he can find those 9 letters in whatever hole in the wall he's hiding out in. We make the 11 non-essential amino acids so we don't have to worry about them. Everybody knows that. But people go bug nutty over those 9 essential amino acids because we do have to eat those. No animal is able to make all 20. Every animal needs to eat some amino acids. Only plants make all of them because plants don't eat, except for Venus flytraps, pitcher plants. We have some in our terrarium with the lizards, Audrey too, and a few others. To get those 9, we eat a plant, or we eat an animal that ate the plant, because only plants make them all. Every animal we eat to get our essential amino acids got them originally from a plant. Why not go right to the source and ask the horse? I made a bet that I could get a Mr. Ed reference into this book. Horses don't eat anything but plants, and they build strong bodies that some women find sexy in a way that's a little creepy. The point is that although we do need to eat protein to get those 9 essential amino acids, we don't need a lot of it. We don't need it often, and we can get it pretty much anywhere. To go back to my old analogy that never really worked, we don't have to swallow the Bible and Ulysses every hour to get the letters we need. We can pretty much get them all delivered to our door in a chick track that some crazy Christian dropped there. Chick tracks are those weird little cartoon pamphlet things printed in black and white in a strange size on really cheap paper with one color on the cover besides black, usually a washed-out green or orange. They're all about Christ and hell and suffering and dying and feature cartoon people screaming in agony because they didn't have the right kind of faith. If a chick track is about evolution, there's always a bug-crazy demonic monkey. That makes me happy. Chick tracks kind of went away with dirty phone booths, but you can still find them once in a while on top of a dirty urinal in a bus station or a strip club. Jack Chick, the guy who writes, draws, and prints these little psycho anti-life graphic beat poems, is still alive. And I have it on good authority that he once said, "We need more Christians like Penn Jillette," whatever the holy Jesus with a G-string that fucking means. And I'm very proud he said that because I am as fucking crazy as Jack Chick. What I'm trying to explain is that even a small booklet you find on top of a urinal would be likely to have all the letters you need. So you should eat ugly Christian propaganda that you find on top of dirty urinals. I'm here to help. We all get into the bad habit of getting our essential amino acids from sources that were a lot like us. Animals concentrate these amino acids in their flesh, so why not eat their asses and get a big dose all at once? That was fine. We were starving and had to get them, along with any calories we could, any way we could manage. Which is to say, it was fine for over 1 million years. But as Bob sings, the times, they are a-changing. We don't need mega doses of those things, and it seems a lot better for us to get them from plants now. Since the beginning of life, for most everybody, the problem is too few calories. But now, for a few of us, the problem is too many calories. Our lizard brains haven't learned that some of us have too many calories. That is a wonderful problem to have. In the United States of America, poor people are too fat. That's amazing. We need to do a little dance and celebrate that. That's hard work, freedom, and technology. Yay! Now let's fix it. We can't eat every meal as though we're not going to eat for another 2 weeks and then eat the same mound of fat fuck food again 3 hours later. We just can't. And we don't need to concentrate our calories in amino acids. Those essential amino acids that we need to live might also be the very same things that accelerate aging. Fuck! I just slipped that little accelerate aging bombshell right up your ass there, didn't I? Yeah, there are a lot of studies that seem to show that massive doses of amino acids age us more rapidly. American medicine has made our deaths much slower, but hasn't done all that much for extending our healthy lives. It seems to me there's very little we can add to our diet to stay healthier longer, but taking stuff out really seems to help. I'm 60 now. If this shit works, I'll write a book about life extension when I'm 85 and still ranting on stage in Vegas. We have so much food, we don't have to worry about deficiencies of even the essential amino acids. But we do need to worry about the excess of them. You don't need to think about protein. Your body makes it all the time and then pisses it away. Plants have all the amino acids. Our dear friend and lover, the potato, has every single amino acid. And our friend the potato is not special. Rice has all 20 as well. These plants, man, they can make shit. Our bodies are flooded with amino acids all the time. So many more than we need. We try to burn them as fuel, but mostly our organs just work too hard, sorting and shifting and shitting and pissing them away. I don't understand this at all, but it seems that just having too many amino acids on board can fuck our shit. We're not good at getting rid of them. So fuck protein. Eating protein the way all your douchebag friends want you to will just accelerate your aging and make you a fat fuck. That's what it did to me.